WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Wednesday morning. And we are going to have your first Eagles Fly Away song title of the day coming up in just a couple of hours. The first code is at 10 a.m. It's 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 3 p.m. each weekday. When you hear the name of that song title of one of the Eagles' greatest hits, then head on over to WBSM.com or the WBSM app. Enter it in the appropriate box if you open up the app now or the website now. You'll see the Eagles Fly Away contest page, and you can see there's a different box for each code. So you enter it in right there, and when you enter in each code, each one is an entry to try to win you the grand prize. What is the grand prize? Well, you're going to be going to Las Vegas to see the Eagles at the Sphere. They're doing a few final shows for their 50th anniversary, and then that's it. That's the end of the Eagles, and they're doing it at the Sphere in Las Vegas. And you're going to get to go to the show. You're going to get airfare for two to get you to Las Vegas. You're going to get a two-night stay at the Venetian. And you're going to get $500 to play with while you're in Sin City. So it's a great, great prize. Chris McCarthy's very excited that we're giving this away. In fact, if you win and you've got nobody to bring with you, you might want to check with Chris, because he loves the Eagles and he loves this contest. And it is brought to you on WBSM by the DeMello International Center in New Bedford, and Tank Exchange. So you can keep listening, 10, 2, and 5, but I know you're just listening all day. And remember, if you can't stay by the radio, the best thing to do is to download our app, because not only can you easily enter our contest there, but you can take us with you anywhere you go, so you never have to miss any of our great local programming. You get all of our shows, our podcasts, all of our articles, live traffic, live weather, all right in your pocket or in the palm of your hand, and all brought to you by South Coast Towing. So we were talking earlier about AIR, the restaurant in the Taunton Municipal Airport. Last night, the city council meeting in Taunton had their public input time, and eight people, as well as the owner of AIR, Chef Charlie Herman, and his wife Ruth, they all spoke and moved at least one counselor to want to send a letter to the airport commission asking them to reconsider throwing AIR out of that space. So what happened was the airport commission voted on May 7th to terminate the agreement, the lease agreement with Charles Herman and AIR for that space in the municipal airport. Now, the airport is city owned, but it's run by the airport commission. That's by law. So the city council and the mayor cannot interfere with the management of the airport. Same as in New Bedford. So, or any municipal airport in the state. But what they can do is they can show support. They can send a letter to show support, but they're just holding off on that right now because Mayor O'Connell suggested that they need to get more facts together. And the city solicitor, Matthew J. Costa, I remember that because made me think of my good friend, Matt Costa, but he said that they really shouldn't be discussing motions about things that weren't on the agenda that came in through public input. Instead, what they should do is set that on the agenda for the next meeting, which is what they plan to do. So there's no real movement on that yet, but it seems like they are paying attention to the community support. They want to have the airport commission come in for the next meeting and talk with them, or at least some representatives of the airport commission, and find out more about what's been going on. As the city lawyer told me, it is, you know, short operational shortcomings, and the health inspection were among some of the things that were concerning to the airport commission. You can read that full health inspection report at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app on this story. You'll see a picture of Chef Charlie with putting a dish out. And that's the story, the latest one, where you can see that report. And the photos that accompany that inspection, I mean, it's not great, but it's also not anything that they got shut down over either. And as Chef Herman told me, it's something that they fixed right then and there, or within the next couple of days. They were never closed down. They were never forced to close. There was not a reinspection that failed. You know, they fixed all of those issues. And as he said, you know, I would think that if I have issues, the airport commission would want to give me the chance to fix them and not use that as an excuse to terminate the contract, the 5-year contract that they're only 1 year in on. His suspicion, and what he said to me, is that they are, and he mentioned this again in the council meeting during the public input session, he thinks they're trying to push him out to bring somebody else in. And apparently they told him, according to him, that if he went quickly and quietly by the May 31st deadline, that they would be interested in purchasing some of his equipment. So he likened that in his conversation with me yesterday to blackmail. Basically saying, you know, you're going to get something out of this if you just leave quickly and quietly and you don't make too much noise. But he's making noise because he feels like this is the airport management and airport commission trying to push out a small business. And we got an app chat message from Sketty who says, so what becomes of the other 4 years on the lease? Does he pay a penalty? And can he take this to court? I don't think he would pay a penalty because they're the ones that are ending the lease. And if they're ending the lease because they want to put somebody else in, I don't think they care. As he said, you know, you're going to let that space sit empty because they're going to have to take requests for proposals. They can't just immediately put somebody else in there. There's going to have to be a process to that. And then if they do go through that process, it's going to sit empty for a little while. And then you're not making anything out of that space. So maybe there's a resolution they can get to, or at least have him operate until somebody else comes in. I don't know. But he's looking to try to find a pathway forward and try to be able to stay for that lease. And then even if he does, what happens after that 5 years is up? Because is this relationship too damaged? He told me he thinks that he could find a way to work with them going forward, and it could be something where even if they want to send somebody in once a month to check up on him and see how he's doing, he'd welcome that. They can come into his kitchen anytime. He said the problem is most of the airport commission has never even been in there. And he told me in our conversation, I didn't get into it too much in the written story because it was kind of not necessary for what I was writing about. But he told me that, and he said he's not an aeronautical guy, so he doesn't know anything about it, but he was under the impression that the airport was going to be doing more to try to bring pilots in, to get people to land, to increase landings at the Taunton Municipal Airport, and therefore bring in more business to the restaurant. And he said he didn't feel like they were doing that. So they want him to bring in all the business based on, you know, bringing in people just coming to go and eat, but where is all that business that's supposed to come from the air traffic? And that's not anything new. We've seen that happen with other airport restaurants, right? It's happened in New Bedford where, you know, people come into the city and you expect, oh, well, here's a nice restaurant. We can go eat right there. But instead, you know, they're going to go and they're going to travel and go to somewhere else, which is fine. There's plenty of great restaurants to go to, but you're hoping that the airport is marketing to that crowd to bring people in as much as you are trying to market to other people to come to the airport. And I don't know enough about the aeronautical world to know, like, do people just get in a plane and say, let's just go to this airport and we'll grab something to eat and turn around and come home? I don't know. Like, do people who own small planes use them like cars? Want to go out for a flight instead of going out for a drive and, you know, we'll stop and get something to eat and come home? I don't know. But 508-996-0500, that is the number to call in and chime in. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. When going through that health inspection report too, as I was mentioning earlier, keep in mind a lot of those things are just the kind of things you'll find in a lot of restaurants. Again, some of them operational. Some of them are things that could happen in any restaurant during the normal course of business. But then some of them are a little bit more egregious. And Chef Herman told me, you know, he was out. He, as we know, you know, he collapsed in October during a catering event. Had to have emergency surgery. He had a collapse, a blood clot in his lung, rather. And he had to have a follow-up, I guess, back in March. So he was still out recovering from that when the inspection happened on April 4th. Because I thought the dates weren't really jibing with what he was saying because, yes, you had your health issue in October, but then I saw photos on Facebook going back to December of where he's there and he's at events and he's in these photos and he's cooking and all that. And I was like, well, you've been around. And I said to him, I said, it looks like from all these photos, like you've been there since the beginning of the year. So how were you not there when this inspection happened? And that's when he said, no, I had to have another a follow-up. And so he was out for a little while in March. And so he was not there when the April inspection happened. But also, I don't know. Like, I get wanting to be good to the people that covered for you while you were going through these health issues and kept the business running. But also, like, if I came back and some of that stuff was going on, I don't know that the people that were working there would still work there anymore. Moldy food. Refrigerate. I mean, part of working in a kitchen is keeping a temperature log. You're supposed to, at the beginning of your shift and your end of your shift, go through all the refrigeration and write down what the temperature is based on these thermometers that you're required to keep in those refrigerators. And you're supposed to have that log available whenever a health inspector comes in. And if you're keeping that log, you should have known some of these things were running a little warm. And you would see you're growing mold on some of the dairy products and on some of the onions and things like that. You know, there was one of the things I got written up for was there's what we call fish buckets in the business. These big plastic buckets that you use for all kinds of stuff. Storing food, you'll put your fish batter in there and you know, your dry batter and roll your fish in there and everything. Oh, you use them for all kinds of things. And there was a stack of fish buckets that were moldy. Well, if nobody ever used those fish buckets, that can happen. But it means what happened was they were probably put away wet. And then nobody used them. If somebody was to go to use them, they'd pick it up and say, oh, this is moldy. And they'd wash it again and dry it and then use it. Sanitize it and then use it. So things like that I don't get too, you know, worked up over. But he went through those with me on the phone. We didn't go through every 26, but, you know, some things like storing soda syrup next to chemicals. That's technically food product stored next to chemical product. So all you got to do is say, hey, you're not supposed to do that. And then the person just goes and moves it somewhere else. I had that happen to me at my last cooking job. We had a separate room where we kept all the soda because the hoses run from the machine and go up to the ceiling and then come down into wherever you store the syrup boxes and the CO2. And so ours was in a little separate, you know, an old broom closet that was made just for this now. And for however long I'd been working there, they'd also been keeping the extra dishwasher chemicals in there. And so the health inspector came in and said, hey, you shouldn't store these in the same little room here. So we said, okay. And we just started storing them in the other room across the cafeteria where the dishwasher was. Now, maintenance didn't like that because it was taking up some of their space. But still, again, I didn't know that same thing, that they couldn't be in the same room until it was pointed out. So, yeah, you learn things as you go along. And then one of the things I got bagged on was there was some mold inside the walk-in cooler on some of the shelves. That happens in every walk-in cooler. Unless you're bringing them out on a regular basis and washing them all down completely, that's going to happen. You can go in there and wipe them down as much as you want, but you're going to get it here and there. So, you know, some of it is just stuff that any restaurant would have. And that's why Chef Herman was like, well, is this why you're going to cancel my lease? Because what are you going to do when the next person comes in and gets the same violations? 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Skeddy says, what would Chef Ramsey say about those 26 infractions? Well, it'd probably be something I can't say on the radio. They'd bleep it out on Fox, but... You can check out the report for yourself. You can read it. You can go through the photos. You can read Chef Herman's response to it. But I think what the heart of this issue is this him being pushed out? Or do you think that the airport management and airport commission have a viable complaint here? He told me one of the issues is that they were upset about him changing the hours. But he said, we're still open over 50 hours a week. So I don't know what the issue would be. They're still there for people when the airport is in business, when it's in operation. So, you know, and he said, why do they want to come in and micromanage when they've never really bothered to build a relationship to begin with? I've got to take a break here, but I'll take a quick call. Oh, sorry. Colleen, you can call back. 508-996-0500. We'll take a break and be back in a few moments.
So leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
And, of course, that is bad to the bone. But if you want something that is good to the bone, delicious to the bone, then you want to stop at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, because you are going to get meat there like you've never had anywhere else, and it's going to be cut exactly the way you want it. It is a real old-school neighborhood market and a real old-school neighborhood butcher shop. So you're not going to get the wrapped-up stuff that's in the supermarket that's been sitting around. You're going to get a fresh cut the way you want it. You want it thicker. You want it thinner. You want an end, you know, the end of the cut, whatever you want, they can do it for you. And it's going to be better quality meat than you're getting in the supermarket anyway for about the same price. So what are you doing going and getting meat from who knows where? Get it from the butcher shop where they can tell you exactly where that meat came from. And not only can they tell you all about it, they can tell you all the different ways to prepare it as well. And in some cases, they've already got it marinated for you. They can get it seasoned for you. Whatever you need, they will do it. And don't forget, too, as we are heading into Memorial Day weekend, a great time to go over to the butcher shop and order up a platter. So go there and get all of the things you're going to throw on the grill this weekend, but also get yourself a platter so that there's, you know, maybe what you want to do is you want to grill up on Saturday or Sunday and then on Monday take it easy and just make some sandwiches and things like that. Well, they can take care of you for all of that. Plus, all of your beer and wine needs for the weekend, too. They've got everything that you need for a great Memorial Day and beyond. At the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Stop in and get yourself something delicious and good to the bone. All right, 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. We are getting, we've got the app chat open if you want to send it that way. You can also send an open line voicemail on the WBSM app. You can just open it up and record audio and send that over, and I can play it on the air. I'm also testing out the Facebook Live video again today, so we'll see how that works out. But I couldn't get the audio to work, and then I remembered I think I was pressing the wrong buttons. But now I've got it working, and I think it's all going to work out fine. But anyway, right now, though, it's time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
Are we closer to no tax on tips? A bomb threat in the air, grounding a plane out west, and Elon Musk cutting back on political spending.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Department of Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem is defending the potential suspension of habeas corpus in a Senate hearing yesterday. Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire asked Noem to define legal right to due process.
a constitutional right that the president has to be able to remove people from this country
Habeas corpus, excuse me, that's incorrect.
The Trump administration has floated suspending the legal right to due process to help with its crackdown on illegal immigration. Noem later said that she supports habeas corpus and added that she also recognizes the president's right to suspend it. The No Tax on Tips Act is moving closer to reality. It's moving on to the House after it passed unanimously in the Senate yesterday. Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen of Nevada called for immediate passage of the bipartisan bill, and there were no GOP objections. The bill establishes a new tax deduction of up to $25,000 for tips. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas introduced the No Tax on Tips Act earlier this year. President Trump floated the idea during his campaign, and Democrats also supported it. Eliminating taxes on tips is also expected to be included in the upcoming House GOP mega bill. An arrest has been made after a Hawaiian Airlines flight from San Diego to Honolulu was grounded yesterday morning because of a passenger making a bomb threat. 35-year-old John Stay facing state and federal charges of making a false bomb threat and faces up to a year behind bars if convicted. San Diego Harbor Police say he told a flight attendant the passenger next to him had a bomb, forcing the flight to be grounded for several hours. All 298 passengers and crew were evacuated, and nothing suspicious was found. Elon Musk says he's done enough when it comes to political spending. The tech billionaire planning to reduce his financial contributions after flowing millions of dollars into the 2024 presidential election and other campaigns over the past year. Filings show that he spent at least $250 million to help get President Trump elected to a second term. However, Musk hasn't completely ruled out contributing and told reporters, "If I see a reason to do political spending in the future, I'll do it." You wanna be where everybody knows your name. It's last call for Norm Peterson. Lisa Carton has more details on the passing of Cheers star George Wendt.
Afternoon, everybody.
Norman?
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
Cheers star George Wendt is dead at the age of 76. His family said he died in his sleep on Tuesday. Wendt starred as Norm Peterson in the hit sitcom and was nominated six straight times for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a comedy series at the Emmys. After Cheers went off the air, he was given his own sitcom called The George Wendt Show. Wendt also appeared in films like The Little Rascals and Airplane 2, the sequel. I'm Lisa Carton.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox blanked the Mets last night 2-0. Those two teams back at it again tonight at Fenway at 6:45.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Good morning on this Wednesday, waking up to a gray start, and that's just how we're going to end the day as well here. Clouds are stubborn. They're sticking around all day long. Temperatures as we wake up in the mid and upper 40s, and this afternoon we're only getting into the low and mid 50s here on the South Coast. Definitely a day for an extra layer, at least a sweatshirt or something like that as you're heading out the door. Mist and drizzle still stays put along the coast as we move into the afternoon, and then we introduce a couple of showers later in the day, especially after 5 p.m. It's not a washout of a Wednesday, but it's not bright and sunny either. That said, Thursday is looking like a wash. Heavy rain and gusty winds on the way with a late-season coastal storm. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
To the limit, and then you change your mind.
We are steady rocking all the way until 9 o'clock when we'll turn things over to Chris McCarthy in South Coast now. It is Wednesday, so he has Mayor Mitchell in studio on Wednesdays for Midweek with the Mayor in the 11 o'clock hour. Plus, he's always got a great show planned for you as well. So you want to make sure that you stay tuned for Chris. And if you can't listen, you can always catch it on podcast later on. All of our local programming available to you via podcast, including the Paul Santo Show. Our new Saturday morning program has now been added to the podcast rolls as well, so you should be able to catch that. Just a programming note for this weekend. On Friday night, Brian's Beat will not take place. We're going to just run Howie Carr in that hour. Brian's off on Friday night. Then on Saturday morning, Ken Pittman is off, so we'll have the best of Howie Carr running at that time. And then on Monday, of course, with the Memorial Day holiday, we'll all be off, so we'll have some syndicated programming for you. And then we'll all be back on Tuesday. So I think I'm gonna head up to Boston Calling this weekend. There's at least one or two acts I want to see each day, but keeping an eye on the weather. And I was thinking, bad weather, I don't mind standing out in the rain. Once I'm already wet, I'm wet. So there's like only certain like shoes I'll wear in the rain because I hate when my feet get wet. When my socks get wet, that's the most uncomfortable. But like if it's going to rain on me, whatever. And that's actually probably going to be better because that means less people. That means you can get closer to the stage. As long as there's no lightning and they end up canceling things. But I'm not too concerned about just some rain. And even then it's, you know, not necessarily going to be a long-term thing, just passing showers. But if you are going to go to Boston Calling this weekend, trust me on this, bring a hydration pack. You have to empty it before you go in. You know, one of those backpacks that has a bladder in it that holds water or whatever else you're going to put in it when you're, you know, using it in other places. But when you go into Boston Calling, they're going to make you empty it before you walk in. But when you get in, they have these water stations where you can fill up water bottles and those hydration packs. And then you just got a bottle of water on your back the whole time. And it's one of the few bags I'll let you bring in. So my hydration pack has a little zipper in it. So I can, you know, put something else in there if I want to put in there, like the extra battery for my phone. So if you need to get one, you can get them at Walmart for like $18-19. Well worth the investment. And it sure beats having to, you know, keep going over and getting a bottle of water, or then going back and waiting in line to refill it again. So that's my little tip to anybody that's heading out to Boston Calling this weekend. And that includes all of our lucky winners who won tickets that we were giving away here, brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. Stop into Stevie's Wine and Spirits, where you can get all, again, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. You can get all of your Memorial Day weekend party needs, including if you've seen me posting about some of the Plymouth Bay Winery wines, they've got those over there as well. You can try those. But I would also say anything you're looking for in the adult spirit category, always stop by Stevie's first because they've got a selection like nobody else and they've got some of the best prices around. So 508-996-0500, we are going to wrap things up here. We can talk about more about the Air Taunton situation. We can talk about the book about Joe Biden that's come out and some of the reporting that, you know, they were kind of being teasy about it leading up to the book's release, but now, you know, they're getting a little bit more in depth about the book and about what's in it. And as I mentioned last night, the co-author of the book who wrote it with Jake Tapper was on CNN and talking about how, you know, it was kind of a presidency by committee, which I guess is not uncommon. Like low level decisions, presidents pick somebody that they want to be able to make those. So I look at it like if you're in charge, if you're a manager at your job, or if you're the owner and the boss at your job, like eventually you get tired of everybody coming to you and asking you questions and saying, what do you think about this? What do you think about it? It's like, okay, guys, I hired you to be able to, because I think you can make the right decisions and you can execute what it is that we're trying to do here. You don't have to come to me for every little thing.
But then there's also big things that you don't want somebody making those decisions on their own. Big things where if they do decide, you're like, why wasn't I consulted on this? Why wasn't I included on this? So, you know, the presidency by committee idea, while I get that that's always happened. It's also, like I said earlier, you know, the buck stops with the president. They're ultimately responsible. You want them to be in the know for everything that's going on. So even if they weren't the one that made that decision, they can get up and defend that decision for being made. And from the reporting, it sounds like that's where some of these breakdowns happened. And that those breakdowns might have happened because Joe Biden wasn't having a good day, as they say. So you can believe what you want to believe. I've seen a lot of people who have instantly discredited the book without having read it. But also, you know, as they explain, they talked to over 200 people on the record about what went on. That's a lot of reporting, and that's a lot of conversation. So you can't dismiss 200 people's commentary. And I know that the caller earlier said, well, you don't know who those 200 people are. But when you read the book, you will. Because they're on the record. They're going to identify who those people are and what their role it was in the administration. Or what their role was around the administration. Why they were an insider to what was going on. It's not like it's 200 anonymous sources. That's what on the record means. So again, you know, what I didn't like about it, what bothered me, and Jon Stewart kind of touched upon this a little bit Monday night, just the blatant shilling for the book nonstop on CNN for the past month or so. Oh, my God. You would think that nobody on that network ever wrote a book before. But, I mean, listen, I think Jake Tapper does a fine job, you know, moderating things and hosting, you know, State of the Union and things like that. But I've always felt like he's a little bit of a look at me kind of person. I mean, he has to draw a cartoon every week for a show, you know, things like that. I'm like, like, okay, Jake, we get it. But this was, I mean, keep in mind, this was the guy that, you know, dated Monica Lewinsky so he could get inside info. So that tells you what, you know, the scruples. I mean, I would date her just because I've always had a thing for her. I had a huge crush on her. And her whole attitude now of, you know, like pushing back on anybody that talks crap about her, it just makes her even more attractive. Anyway, got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Well, don't sit home by the phone. No, bring yourself out for lunch. And if you're going to head out for lunch, head on over to Brack's Grill and Tap. You can go to Taunton, you can go to Brockton, or you can go to Brack's Tavern in Middleborough. And as I mentioned the other day, we've been telling you about all the great lunch specials they have, the $12.99 lunch specials. So you can get the half pizza and salad combo. You can get the pasta of the day. They have the $11.99 special where you get a burger and a 16-ounce beer. All kinds of great affordable deals. And we always have told you about the Saucy Bird chicken sandwich as well. But you might hear that and think, well, it must be like a buffalo chicken, right? Well, sure. But it also can be a variety of other sauces that they can put on there, like garlic parm, or they have a smoky gold. They have all kinds of different sauces. So you could go in there every day and have a Saucy Bird chicken sandwich for lunch for just $12.99 and have a different experience each time. And that's just the start of all the great things they have on the menu at Brack's Grill and Tap and Brack's Tavern. You can find out more about it by going to BracksGrillAndTap.com. And make sure you follow all three places on Facebook so you can keep up with all their specials, their drink specials, and some of the great special events they have going on as well. I've got to take one final break here before I run out of time. Let me do that, and we'll come back and wrap things up. Well, that is Cutting Crew, and that's appropriate because I'm cutting out of here. I'm going to make way for Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. He is going to bring you that new wave of talk. Get it? New wave, Cutting Crew. Okay. That's all the 80s jokes I'm going to make for today. But he's got 3 great hours of the show coming your way, including your very first Eagles Fly Away code of the day. Well, song title of the day. When you hear it, enter it in at WBSM.com, the WBSM app, and you could be entered to win